the Whitechapel Trouser Snatcher. Someone is murdering Victorian gentlemen by tearing off their trousers in public places. Can the police catch this villain before he strikes next? And who will the next victim be? In last week's episode, our heroes Inspector Nottingham Forest and Hamilton the Academical went to the forensic laboratory to find further evidence as to the identity of the trouser snatcher's victim. While they were doing this, they were molested several times by a confused womanizing professor. In this episode, our heroes visit the wife of the deceased and get womanized by a confusing doctor. Where do they get these dreadful scripts from? Scene 7. Hamilton and Forrest arrive at a wealthy house in Mayfair, the home of the late Sir Edmund Micklebrass, to interview his widow, Miranda Shuttle Micklebrass.
Two useless-haired, stupid-haired, miserable-haired duffers waiting to see you, ma'am.
Oh, not the police. What do they want, Killick?
A good kicking, ma'am.
Very well, Killick. I suppose you had better show them in, and then bring some tea for our guests. We do not want to give them a bad impression.
Yes, ma'am.
You may give them their kicking when they leave.
Well, get your filthy hands off me, you swine.
Duchess Hamilton, you tell him.
Well, I was talking to you.
The two useless old, stupid old, miserable old duffers, ma'am.
Thank you. You may go now, Killick. Gentlemen, Killick will be returning with tea. Will you take sugar?
Two for me, please, madam.
One for me, thank you, madam.
Madam, I have to protest at your butler's behaviour. Any more of that, and I will have Sergeant Hamilton to take him into custody.
Oh, dear.
Don't be ridiculous.
You may think I am, madam, but I am Inspector Nottingham Forest.
And I presume this is your wife.
Oh, dear.
No, that is Hamilton.
Hamilton? That's a strange name for a woman.
Oh, dear.
Hamilton is a man?
Good heavens! You mean you're married to a man?
Oh, dear.
Look, could we just forget about this? I have come here on important business, you know.
Yes, indeed. Well, I hope you have a good explanation for this most unwelcome intrusion.
Well, I am sorry that you feel that way, but I would have thought that the investigation into the murder of your husband could in no way be considered an intrusion.
Oh, well, there we go. You know, Inspector, we were together over 30 years, but it doesn't mean that we were devoted.
Well, I have been married for 30 years and we are very much devoted.
Yes, but not to each other.
Shut up, Hamilton.
Oh, dear.
Lady Shuttle Micklebrass, can you think of anyone who might want to harm your husband or even kill him?
I can't say I do.
Yourself, perhaps?
Don't be ridiculous, Inspector. I didn't like him, but nonetheless he provided me with a home and security. In fact, he left me pretty much alone, confining himself to his business and his club.
And what were these, madam?
Well, he was in the architectural business, vice president of Tremont Bon Architects. As for the club, well, I only know it was along the Whitechapel Road.
Well, that was near where his body was found, madam.
Ah, here's your tea, gentlemen.
Will the two useless-haired, stupid-haired, miserable-haired duffers be taking sugar, ma'am?
Nottingham Forest 2, Hamilton the Academical 1.
Very good, ma'am.
Inspector, I would like to ask you just one question.
Yes, certainly, Lady Shuttle Micklebrass.
Why is your hound urinating on my leg?
Hamilton?
Oh, dear.
Click!
Very good, ma'am.
Now, do you listen here? You take your hands off me. Hamilton, do something.
Or I'll call the police.